Good morning and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and man, oh man, what a great day it is going to be. Hope you guys feel the same way. Get excited about this life. It's Thursday, we're almost through a whole nother week, right? And man, do they go by quick. So I want to talk about coaches a little bit. I have my final coaching call with Mr. Sam Crowley, the speaker and podcaster. Every day is Saturday. Man, that guy is a good guy. He's got a lot of good information. If you don't know who he is, look him up. You will not be disappointed. But he's helped me a lot on this journey, on this podcast journey, getting this thing started for me. Helping me on the back end, which I didn't have the time to learn, right? So when you don't have the time to learn something, you pay somebody to do it for you, because we can't learn everything. I know we want to, and I know sometimes we're in hard spots where we have to, but I was very fortunate and wasn't in as hard a spot. I couldn't afford not investing in myself, right? And with coaches, this is my second coach, right? Sam Crowley being the second one. My first one was Mr. Ray Wallen. And I've known Ray for going on 15 years now. But we were never involved in business the way we are now. And when I started my journey a couple years ago, my first step was putting down the booze. I know I needed some changes in my life. I was living a good life, but I was all over the place, guys. I was just strapped for time, and I didn't have the care factor, because all I cared about was going to the bar and drinking and you know, making those relationships that don't really count. It's crazy, because every once in a while I'll pop back into the same watering hole that I used to go to, and it's the same people doing the same stuff, talking about the same stuff. And it's made me realize what life I had wasted sitting on that bar stool, and what time I had wasted away from my family and away from my business, and away from my own self-development, right? So when I got sober, I started picking up books, and I wasn't much of a reader. I hadn't read anything since high school, you know, and all those reads were forced upon me. When you're able to like choose what you want to read and what you're interested about, it makes reading a whole different world. Right, I'm personally, you know, in that self-development field, so I want to know everything I can about the power of my mind, and you know what makes successful people successful, and what makes people tick, and that's part of that dadpreneur, right, of being the father and an entrepreneur, and living a balanced life that we all want to live, we all want to strive for. I know somewhere deep down inside, if you're not a business owner already, at some point you've wanted to be your own boss. You might not have taken that first step. And usually that first step is the hardest step. And then some of you have taken that step and realized that it's not for you, because it's not for everybody. You have to be self-motivated. You have to be ready to go. You have to, you're the boss, right? You're the one that makes it happen. Or you could say, ah, we can do it tomorrow. I was doing a lot of the, ah, we can do it tomorrow. Let's handle it tomorrow. And stretching out the jobs and wasting my time and really just killing my life, right? I'm 36 years old now, and I was nowhere near where I wanted to be at 30. I was lost, almost, to say. You know, I was a father already, but as for really knowing what's going on in the world, I had no clue. But So I went off and I started looking into coaching and looking for a coach to kind of help me get to that next level, because I kind of plateaued. I'd read a bunch of books and all of them were telling me that you need a mentor and you need to find somebody that can kind of help you out. Invest in yourself. That was a huge part for me, is investing in myself. But I kind of flipped over a few stones looking for a coach, and none of them seemed to fit me and my personality and what I wanted out of it. And one day I was working a late night, working my construction business, had a plumber who wasn't a full plumber by trade, but knew plumbing. And I was making trips back and forth to the local Ace Hardware over here in California. And I came walking out and almost got ran over by this guy. And I looked up and it was my buddy Ray. Right? He's now a really good friend, business partner, but it was my buddy Ray. And we talked for a few minutes, but I was in a rush, right? And busy life, no time for anything, right? I have to get these jobs done because I've wasted so much time in other areas. But I grabbed his card and I put it in my pocket and went along my way. Told him I'd call him. And I really, really had a strong feeling. We had a really good connection right off the gate. All right, so next morning, it's Saturday morning, I'm unloading my pockets from the night before, and I look at this card and it says Life Coach, Ray Wallen. Right? Certified Life Coach. And it was kind of a sign. The universe works in strange ways, guys. It drops people in your life when you need them, but when you least expect them. And so I picked up the phone and I gave him a call and I started asking him a little bit about this. Well, then I hired him, right? And I invested in myself and really realized that I was on the right track. I just needed a slight change of direction, right? As Tony Robbins would say, 2-degree shift. It's all you need sometimes. You can strike cold at 2 degrees, or you could keep on going and go right past it and never even know it was there. And so I had hired him and brought him into my world, and he had helped me out in such huge ways and got me on the right track and really broke down why I was feeling the way I was and what I could do to change it, and just a lot of advice on how to get to that next level of being a father, a husband, a business owner. I mean, really in every area of my life, this improved. And I had hired him and he was my coach for about 6 months. We went through the coaching program and we decided to go into business with each other. He's a man of many hats. He's also a licensed electrician. That was his first, kind of tradesman job. And I was in need of an electrician. So I brought him on. And it's helped me out so much in my life. Just putting a person like that in front of me and being able to hang out with that kind of mentality every day about the hustle and the let's make life better kind of mentality. And I can't even tell you guys how much it's helped me out. Because once again, we are the five most people we hang out with. That's what we become. So be very careful when you choose your friends, right? We all have our old friends that will never change and that are great, right? Old friends are gold, but at the same time, you have to change, and there has to be a place for that kind of stuff. You can't go on with the same beliefs as you had 5, 10, 15 years ago. it doesn't work. We're changing, we're growing. And if we really, really want to grow and we really want to be successful, we sometimes need to start at the base and really change a lot. And it's hard to change, and nobody can tell us to change. We have to change. We are the gatekeeper of change in our life. And if we don't want it, we can't force it upon anybody. Nobody can make us change. We have to want it ourselves and really get deep down inside and make it happen, because we can change anything. And that was the biggest thing about the life coaching and the investing in myself, was I was able to, you know, want that change and reboot myself like a computer, right? And get rid of my limited beliefs and get rid of these things that were holding me back and really these thoughts, and become aware and be able to control my thoughts. That was huge for me, guys. That was huge, guys and gals out there. It was such a momentum shift. And when we talk about all this stuff, it's all about momentum and picking up that momentum and carrying on with that momentum and making every moment count and going after your dreams one way or another. And tricking, not so much tricking, but changing your subconscious and the beliefs that you had before. Because your subconscious, if you're not aware, it will take you down. And you won't even know it until it's too late. And you could be just 2 degrees off. But you have to become aware to be able to change it. And that was my first step of awareness. And it's really, really changed my life. So, but anyways, that was a long little rant, you know, and I'm super excited right now. I get my last coaching call with Mr. Sam Crowley, and going on to the next step of my life and the next step in this journey. So, hey guys, I really, really appreciate all of you. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Give me a rating on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. But for now, I'm Zach Brinkman. This is the Dadpreneur Podcast. I am the Dadpreneur. And let's stay positive and keep smiling, guys. And go out and have a fabulous day.